Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Fan text line 412-928-9370 brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And, of course, the fan hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We'll go to the hotline right now. Talk to our good friend Dan Konkursky from Pittsburgh Hockey Now. Dan, how are you doing this morning? Hopefully all is well.
Yeah, I'm actually waiting for some real hockey. The Penguins prospects are going to scrimmage beginning at noon.
Well, that should be fun, and that will be up at the complex, I'm assuming?
At the Lemieux complex, you got it.
All right, so you'll get to see a few guys. Are there a few guys they're going to be actually looking out for?
Yeah, they're actually, you know, this might be the most actual prospects this team has had, who, you know, at least have an NHL potential in a decade. You know, not since Brian Rust and Connor Sherry and those kids who came along in 16 and 17, I think, has the team actually had a handful of guys in this sort of development camp who Penguins fans could see in the fall.
Okay, well, that's always really you know, exciting, especially, you know, when you cover a sport like hockey, you've got a long off season. You know, it doesn't feel that long for you, I'm sure, because there's always news and things, but at least you get to see a little bit of hockey in your off season as opposed to just dealing with transactions.
Yeah, these Penguins off seasons keep getting longer and longer, not shorter. But
yeah.
Yes, a little hockey is nice.
Yeah, a little hockey. That is true. When they were getting to the Stanley Cup final, winning the cup, I mean, you know, your off season was like 6 weeks shorter than it is now. Okay, well, let's just go right with the elephant in the room. I guess it was Rob Rossi reported that Sidney Crosby and the Penguins are basically really closing in on an extension, and I don't know that anybody's surprised by that, but, you know, what does that sort of mean for the Penguins going forward? I mean, if you're going to sign him to an extension, doesn't that mean that you have to do everything in your power then to also try and win?
Yeah, now, I never second-guess other reporters. I don't get into other people's reports. I'm not going to go there and in any way. I will tell you, everyone is keeping their cards close to the chest on the situation still. I was told a couple of things over the past few days. My sense is that Sidney Crosby doesn't have a lot of urgency to get this deal done right now. They've been talking now for, let's say, 6 weeks, right? So there obviously has been progress. They're still talking. From there, you can read a lot of things into it, right? Like they're just slow walking it until Sid is done vacationing, or there are real issues to hammer out or are being hammered out. From there, no one, I haven't gotten the sense that anyone has said there's a roadblock to a deal. No one's said that to me. And I think we all do assume, Paul, that Crosby will re-sign. The funny thing is, and I've talked about this with others, and I'll just steer into the skid. I think the reasons that he would re-sign are all emotional, right? He could make more money elsewhere. He'd have a better chance to win elsewhere, but it just kind of speaks to his loyalty and the kind of person he is, that there's almost no question that he's going to re-sign. But I will put the word at the end of that sentence, eventually.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that anyone is really all that surprised that it's going to happen or that it will happen. I mean, for the reasons that you just said, he seemingly has made it very clear, at least publicly, that he would like to,
he'd like to stick around.
Right, he would like to stay here and finish his career and be a one-team guy.
Well, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. Of the Mount Rushmore of hockey, the four best, Mario, Gretzky, Howe, and Orr, only one of those guys was a one-jersey guy, Paul. And to be quite frank with you, you were around back in 2003 and 2004. You were there, and you saw how miserable Mario was.
Right.
And I always wonder, if he could have, if he didn't own the team, would Mario have been a one-jersey guy? It's just something to maybe chew on a little bit. Because if Sid, say, went to Montreal or Los Angeles, he would become a hockey god even more so than he is now. He would have that sort of second wave and second chapter. I think maybe there are some Penguins fans who want the best for him since he's given them so much of the best. But dovetailing to your original question, as long as Sidney Crosby is going to be a Penguin, yes, they can't nuke the team. They can't tear it down to the studs, which kind of makes you scratch your head a little bit that the biggest forward addition was Kevin Hayes, Anthony Beauvillier, you know, two guys who will struggle to crack 30 points next season. So I think that part is the interesting part and a little bit of a wild card for me.
Yeah, and that would be probably very jarring for Pittsburgh fans if Sidney Crosby were to go elsewhere. But again, all indications seem to be that he is going to, you know, stay here or want to stay here. And the question then becomes, Dan, if you're going to sign him to, say, another two-year deal or three-year deal or whatever it's going to be, aren't you obligated to do everything in your power to put a team around him that would have a shot to maybe win?
In the words of Meatloaf, I will do anything to win, but I won't do that. The Penguins aren't going to mortgage the future any longer. Kyle Dubas has been very clear on that over the last couple or a few weeks, that he urgently, and that was his word, urgently, wants to acquire draft picks and young players. He wants the team to be, quote, younger and hungrier. It is definitely going in that direction. However, it's not like the Penguins have a lot of veterans that other teams are clamoring for. They've got, you know, a couple, maybe a few guys who have legitimate trade value.
Right.
So they're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place there, where they'd like to get younger and hungrier, but getting there is just going to take longer because they don't have assets to trade for prospects and draft picks.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of the catch 22, which then brings you full circle to say, well, if you let the captain go, then, you know, all of his other buddies will probably follow him out, you know, and waive no trade clauses, and then you can really truly get started on rebuilding.
There is a lot to be said for that. I won't argue with that statement whatsoever because, yeah, if Sid looked at the situation and said, you know what, you have to rebuild and I'm actually in the way, I mean, that's a high character, noble move. And if anybody would pull it off, it would be him, right? And I don't think anybody would begrudge him or have any ill feelings whatsoever. It wouldn't be like the Yager situation where fans booed him for a decade. That would be disgraceful. The rebuild has to start at some point. And Dubas is walking a real tightrope in trying to keep the team competitive for Sidney Crosby, for Chris Letang, Evgeny Malkin, Erik Karlsson, Brian Rust, that handful, but also get to that next era without just stinking for 5 or 6 years too.
Well, again, I just feel like it's one of these things where you if you're the Penguins, have to decide honestly what you want to be, and it feels like they don't want to make that decision. I'm not nearly as close to it as you are. Okay, so I'm not gonna. But it feels like Cal Dubas has one idea. Mike Sullivan has one idea, and Fenway Sports Group has one idea, and they aren't all aligned.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
There's a little bit of truth to that. However, everybody's attitude and words at the draft, I was watching a lot of body language and I was looking for those little holes to exploit or to get into, but they really aren't there. Yes, the Penguins coaches and players want to win today. I do believe Mike Sullivan is accepting that it won't be so easy and it might not be possible. So he's going to kind of keep adapting and adhering how he coaches or what he coaches to the guys that Dubas puts in the room. And listen, Dubas is not doing a bad job of walking this tightrope, Paul. I'll rattle off 5 prospects who could be in the NHL within 2 years, making some sort of impact. From Braden Jaeger, last year's number one pick, I really liked what I saw from Tristan Bros when he turned pro for the last couple of games of Wilkes-Barre's season. The 22 first-round pick, Owen Pickering, is now 6'5", 200 pounds. A year ago, he was 6'3", 180. So he's maturing physically, and he's coming along. And there's a few other guys. Ville Koivunen, they got in the Jake Guentzel trade, has silky mitts. So within the next couple of years, you really might see a handful of guys in the lineup that can transition, that sort of make it worth Crosby's while to be here and even fans while to show up.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And one of the things, Dan, that we continually talk about and I talk about is the way out of this in some respects, it might be finding a way to offload Tristan Jarry and say, I don't know, Ryan Graves, and maybe even Erik Karlsson, and in doing so in a way that you don't have to retain salary, which would mean you probably have to take the Buddy Ryan exchange, which is when Buddy Ryan traded Ernest Jackson, he said, I'll trade him for a few six-packs, and they don't even have to be cold. So my point is, it might just be a situation where you actually just have to sort of straight dump some salary in order to be able to make some moves.
Well, in a couple of those cases, you would have to affix a draft pick or a prospect to that veteran, thus setting back your revamp, retool, rebuild, whatever label you want to use. The Tristan Jarry conversation is probably going to happen within the next 12 months, either at this coming trade deadline or next summer. I don't think it happens in the next couple of months, only because Joel Blomqvist down in Wilkes-Barre isn't quite ripe. You know, they don't want to pluck him off the tree too early, hurt his confidence, all of those sorts of things. They have to do some cleanup there before he's ready. But when he is ready, that Tristan Jarry talk is going to be very loud and, you know, kind of obvious. And I won't push back on it.
Well, again, I think that's the thing. But why, when you say you have to attach a draft choice, why is that?
That's just, I mean, look, the Penguins acquired Kevin Hayes at the draft. That was a salary dump by St. Louis. They had to affix a second-round pick for the Penguins to swallow a player who isn't worth his salary. That's just how things are done with the NHL salary cap. You essentially pay the other team to take the guy off your hands. That's the market value. You can't just dump him like the NFL where you're like, oh, here, yeah, go ahead and take him. No, you have to pay up in hockey.
Well, okay. I mean, I guess that's interesting. But like I said, if you're willing to give him up for almost nothing, you know, my thing is there's just I guess what's frustrating, Dan, and you cover the team, so, you know, you kind of probably come to the same conclusion as I do at times. But what's frustrating about the Penguins is it feels like they've been in the same holding pattern for 2 or 3 years, and they will not do the rip the Band-Aid off kind of thing you have to do in order to get out of it.
You know, you're right. The funny thing is, the Penguins were a game away from changing this entire conversation we're having today. They had a 3-1 lead on the New York Rangers in the 2022 playoffs. They outplayed the Rangers in all 7 games of that series, but literally some incredibly bad luck. The hockey gods just ganged up on them. Jacob Trouba chicken winging Sidney Crosby, having your third goalie start to look like a third goalie, and a couple terrible decisions by the referees. They lose that series. Had they won that series and maybe gone on a little bit of a playoff run, everything changes at that point. We're having a different conversation today because it has been a holding pattern really since Ron Hextall re-signed Evgeny Malkin. Just circle that one as the moment they had a chance to rip the Band-Aid off, and emotion, loyalty, all those factors got in the way at that moment. So that's why we're here today talking about trying to rebuild without tearing it down and how to walk that tightrope.
And I think that is just like I said, it's just so frustrating because it feels like we have the same conversations with this team over and over and over again. They did make some free agent moves. They did bring in some guys. They did sign a few guys. Are there any that really excite you as players who might actually make a difference on this team?
Not beyond the fourth line, no, at least in terms of the forwards. I really like Blake Lizotte, who they signed. I think fans will like him. He and Nola Chari on the same fourth line will be a couple of Tasmanian Devils, which that could be fun to watch, but that's not going to change your team. Matt Grzelcyk, who they essentially signed to replace P.O. Joseph on the left side of the defense, is a nice defenseman. He moves the puck well. He's kind of small. He's not going to move anybody at the net. I don't know which pairing he fits on. He could fit on any of the three pairings, quite frankly. He's only going to be around for a year, and he's not a game changer. He's a plug. They're just going to plug him in for a year to get to next summer and see what's going on. So, no, they really haven't gotten anybody that should excite Penguins fans. I think training camp will be about watching a couple of these prospects we're looking at today, like Braden Jaeger, like Ponomarev they got in the Gensel trade, and seeing which of those guys can step into the lineup.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty much a good summary that they really haven't changed the trajectory of their team significantly so far this offseason.
No, in fact, on paper anyway, they are not as good as they were at this point last year. If you count Erik Karlsson, they're not as good because Riley Smith to Anthony Beauvillier, regardless of how Smith played last year and all of the noise surrounding him, Beauvillier is a full two steps down from Riley Smith. And if they insert Kevin Hayes at center of the third line, which Dubas seemed to hint that was kind of the plan, or at least what he expected anyway, that's a step down from Lars Eller, and maybe a significant step down. So that third line really could just be, a jumbled mess of hope and failure, which could sink the lineup.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see what happens with that. In the meantime, Dan, you got a hockey game to go, or a hockey practice, or is it a camp or whatever? You've got to get a chance to go see some guys skating. And so I think we will let you go, and hopefully you enjoy that.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
All right, brother. That is Dan Kangurski, Pittsburgh Hockey Now. HM3 Partners Independence Fund presents Celebrity Care Fest, benefiting UPMC Children's Hospital Foundation. Two nights of star-studded entertainment, July 26th and 27th. Pat Benatar, Neil Giraudo, Smokey Robinson, and a superstar artist so big we can't say it here. Learn who at hm3.org. Tickets on sale at hm3.org. City Limits, could you imagine a Sidney Crosby in a different uniform?
No. Not at all. Like, I just cannot picture it.
No, I agree. I think that's what we're going to talk about next is because I thought it was really interesting. In some ways, I thought it was very interesting that Dan Kangurski kind of bounced around and hemmed and hawed about, what a new contract might actually be and when it might actually happen.
I could see Chris Letang or Evgeny Malkin in a new uniform. Will it happen? Don't think so. But Crosby? No way. It's going to get done.
This is one of those things where I just tell you, it just is. If Crosby, however, goes to a new uniform, those two guys are definitely going to be in a new uniform. But I think if Crosby is in his uniform, if he stays in a Penguins uniform, those two guys ain't going anywhere either.
Yeah, they're a package deal for the rest of their careers.
Well, we got to do a break. We'll talk about that next. Slice on Broadway is here. I bet you we'll see Joe. Run. Where is it? Joe's like in Buffalo or somewhere, isn't he?
No, he's at the beach in, I think, Delaware.
Okay, he's at the beach. It won't surprise me if we see him pulling into the parking lot to run to be first in line to get the Slice on Broadway pizza today.
To make an early return.
Yes. All right. We got to get to a break. It's 93.7 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.